Jalen Tolbert caught 7 touchdowns in 2024 and 1 in 2025, then left Dallas for Miami, and at pick 242, receiver 101, the market is paying for a change of scenery into one of the most wide-open and most uncertain receiver rooms in football. This episode is about a career year mirage, a collapse, and a new team where the opportunity is real, but the quarterback is not proven. The season has last in Dallas. 12 games, 18 catches on 34 targets for 203 yards and a single score. On half PPR scoring, that is 3.1 points a game, 113th among receivers per game, 119th in total, 8% of the Cowboys' targets in his games, a depth option on a team stacked at the position. The role shrank as Dallas added a star receiver, and Tolbert's numbers shrank with it. The career says 2024 was the outlier. That year, 49 catches, 610 yards, 7 touchdowns was comfortably his best, a real third receiver season. But it leaned on a career-high touchdown count, and when the Cowboys reshaped the room the next year, both the volume and the scores evaporated. The shape is a fourth receiver whose one useful season was partly touchdowns that did not stick. The pattern beat names both sides. Touchdowns are the weather. The 7-score year was never the floor, and Tolbert already gave them back. Targets are the identity stat, replicating at .79, and his have been a rotational share throughout. What repeats for a player like this is the modest volume. What he needs is a depth chart that hands him more, which is exactly what his new team, in theory, just did.
Muffed!
The situation is the entire case, and it cuts both ways hard. Miami tore its receiver room down, Tyreek Hill was released, and Jalen Waddle was traded to Denver, per the reporting, leaving a wide-open depth chart of Tolbert, Tutu Atwell, Malik Washington, and a couple of rookies. Tolbert signed a one-year deal in March, and by some accounts is a real bet to start. But this is a rebuilt team with Malik Willis at quarterback under new head coach Jeff Hafley and coordinator Bobby Slowick, widely framed as a step-back season. So the opportunity is genuine, and the target quality is poor. He could lead this room in snaps and still be a low-efficiency fantasy option, and his one-year deal is not a guaranteed roster lock. The price, receiver 101 at pick 242. The slot pays 3.4 a game. He produced 3.1 in a shrinking Dallas role. Our verdict, watch list. The vacated Miami targets are a real, nameable opening at a last round price, but the quarterback is unproven, the offense is rebuilding, and Tolbert has one good season on his resume, partly built on touchdowns that left. The caveat both ways, if Tolbert wins a starting job and Willis is even average, the volume in a Hill and Waddle-less room makes 242 a bargain, and if the offense stalls or a rookie passes him, the 119th in total line is the honest read. Watch whether Tolbert secures a starting job in camp first, then Willis's play, and whether the offense can support two fantasy receivers, then his target share against the new room. The door in Miami is wide open, the quarterback walking through it is the question. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.